It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Got it, guys, on the doggone JV station. What is up with that?
Okay, Google, where is ACC Network Extra?
Did it find it? What did it say, K-Mac? We can't watch on TV. It's all on the app. Okay, that's what I thought. They got us banned. That's, well.
Watch it on your phone, baby. You've been demoted to the phone.
Well, yesterday we talked a lot about the NBA fight between LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart. We talked about, had our various opinions about it. You still stick to your same opinion? You think that, you know, LeBron was justified in what he did, K-Mac? Because that guy was pushing him. And
justified is a strong word.
Well, that's what you said. Okay. I'm not going to put words in your mouth.
Hold on. Okay. So I won't say justified because you're never okay with hitting anyone.
Okay.
But in this game of basketball, when someone, especially at his caliber, feels like he doesn't deserve to be touched, harassed, pushed around, I won't say cheap shotted, but whatever, right? Being a little overly aggressively played. He feels like, hey, man, get off me, bro. Come on, man, get off, bro. Get off me. Seriously. Look, I'm not even in the play. Stop. Get your hands off me. So LeBron was like, hey, man, take this with you. Now get off me. It's just unfortunate he hit him in the mouth or the face, because I don't think he really meant to hit him in the face. But I think he did mean shooting that bow to say, get off me.
So wait, you expect him, when he swung his fist or whatever he did, he was intending just to swing at somebody. He had no intentions of hitting anybody.
No. Oh,
okay.
He definitely meant to hit him. Meant to hit him. I mean, you don't shoot a bow just to be flailing around out there unless you just fake news. I mean, you know what I mean? Most people, if I'm going to shoot you one, I want to catch you even, in the chest or the neck or something. I want to catch you to make sure you know, get off me.
Okay.
Stop touching me.
I just want to be sure. But this is interesting. Let's hear, we hadn't heard from him yet. So let's hear from Isaiah Stewart.
I want to get it.
Yeah, let's hear this audio. This is a scuffle. So Isaiah hadn't said anything yet. Okay.
Yeah, because there's nothing he could tell me, Reece.
I swear. Oh, now LeBron and Isaiah Stewart get into a little pushing, shoving match, and Stewart is mad.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, Stewart's mad. Now they have both security staffs out there.
Man, Stewart's hard to hold back.
Wow, they can't hold him back. And Westbrook's getting into it now. LeBron's into it.
He's got a big cut over his eye like a boxer.
He sure does. I didn't see what happened. Wow, they can't control Isaiah Stewart.
He wants
a piece of LeBron.
Yeah, he's going to get suspended for this.
Yeah. And they've got maybe seven people trying to
hold him back.
Isaiah Stewart.
He's a big, strong kid.
Too much, Reese. Too much. I'm sorry. It's too much.
Who did he touch? Did Isaiah Stewart touch any player from the other team? No. Did he touch any coach from the other team? No. So what did he do wrong?
It was for escalating violence or situation, something like that. Apparently, inciting violence.
Escalating. That's, I read it. So, in good reference, good segue into. Both of LeBron James, in case you didn't know, and Isaiah Stewart both got suspended. Isaiah Stewart got suspended for two games for getting hit in the face. Yeah, he got suspended for two games. Wait, let me finish. He got suspended for two games for getting hit in the face. And LeBron James got suspended one game for hitting the guy in the face. Now.
Wrong. You know better, Reece.
No, I'm talking about layman's terms. That's what happened.
Come on now.
Tell me where I'm wrong at, K-Mac.
Where you wrong at is all of that extra he did for the last 25 minutes.
Who did he hit?
You don't get suspended just because you didn't actually touch him.
Oh, okay.
You can get suspended for swinging.
He didn't swing.
I understand. I'm saying you can. You don't have to actually touch anyone to get suspended. So just because he actually didn't touch anyone doesn't mean he shouldn't have been suspended.
So you're okay. You're okay with the one game suspension for LeBron James and two game suspension for Isaiah Stewart.
So, me personally, on principle, I will not suspend him two games and LeBron one because LeBron actually did hit somebody. So, okay. At a minimum, they should have the same or LeBron should have more. That's right. That's my okay. personal. That's what I view.
Okay. All right. Well, we agree on that part there. Okay. Well, now you just took all my thunder, all my emotion over here because I thought she was going to go the other way.
No, I mean, LeBron, personally, I believe that if he hadn't done all the extra running around, he shouldn't have been suspended at all. The whole back in the locker room, running around in the back of the arena, all that. Man, come on, man. Listen, I know you see, for some reason, he showed a level of immaturity out there that I'm still struggling with, just to be honest with you. I mean, I'm just like, what are you trying to prove and accomplish? Because like many have said, you were hit and it hurt like hell when you got hit the first time. And when you squared up in his face, you didn't swing then. You didn't do none of that until 14 people showed up and said, hey, man, just calm down. Now you want to run around and throw chairs and lift people up and throw referees around. Now you want to do all that. But when you were 3 feet away from LeBron James and wasn't nobody between you, you didn't do a damn thing.
But see, here's the problem that we're missing. And I'm working on it right now. The problem we're missing the whole day, kid, but you know, it's all about you got to just follow the money a little bit. So, it's so funny I can't even get it out. So, LeBron got suspended for one game.
Got it.
He's making $41 million this year. Think of this.
Yep.
And divided by, what? So that's 82 games. Okay, I'll do the math in a minute. Isaiah Stewart making $3 million this year.
Yeah.
And he got suspended for two games.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that
it's
his
still,
face
which is
the,
still which is still less money than LeBron's one game. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, but. My partner said LeBron can probably afford to lose one game.
True.
That two games on that $3 million may be different than one game on $41 million. That's all I'm saying.
That means he's living outside of his means then. Now, cover comes out. Because a game is a game is a game. So LeBron.
Like Chris Rock. You know what Chris Rock said. He said, you know, when you get divorced, you know, it's half. He said, it's okay. You're making like, I don't know, you know, $4 or $5 million is half. But what if it's $30,000? You said that's a whole conversation.
Half of that drops you to a level that you really didn't want to be. You know what I mean? That probably takes you a little bit below where you below the
41 million. $41 million versus $3 million.
I'm really curious, right? So I want to look back on. I want him to look back on this one day and say now. I want you to watch your behavior during this whole thing.
But see, man,
I need him. I need him to physically to really explain to me, like, what did you really think you were gonna go do? So you telling me this the first time you've ever been hit or been pushed? So your immediate reaction, what's the name? Isaiah. Is to start fighting. I mean, that's the level of mental. That's where you operate. You operate in that space.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
yeah, I get that part.
So, were you still leaking like that?
Well, how about you get a towel and put something on your damn eye? That should have been the first thing you do.
Okay.
You want to run around and like you want a fake tough guy. Fight LeBron or AD or something.
But see, but no. I know fake. I don't think he was fake tough, K-Mac. I don't think he was fake tough at all. Now our majority of the NBA is definitely hold me back, kind of fake tough. I get it, especially AD, yes. But my point is that I don't think this dude was fake tough at all. I think he was serious.
So he went running around in the back of the arena. What he going back there to do? Break in the locker room?
I don't know. They said the locker rooms are connected to each other, so I have no idea.
You know what I'm saying? What, you going to go break in the locker room?
So, okay, you said the guy should, okay, my bad. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm too emotional about this. So maybe the guy should have said, okay, I'm sorry. LeBron, okay, good looking out. I know you really didn't try to do it, so I'm just going to get some ice on my eye, and we're going to just gonna go home. Because you're LeBron, and you could never do anything like that.
When it happened, I get the immediate response. I get it. 20 minutes later, you still running around? Come on, bro.
I don't know. Okay, well.
Too much.
I don't know.
Too much. What? 20 minutes later, you still running around like you going to do something? Too much, bro.
Okay.
Know what I mean? Come on. And then the people that were trying to hold you back, you ain't trying to swing on none of them.
Because his teammates. He had one objective to get to LeBron. He wasn't trying to beat his teammates up. What are you talking about?
Early on, it was one or two Lakers trying to hold him, push him back.
He didn't trust none of the Lakers.
I'm saying early on, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So early on, when he first came toward LeBron, one or two Lakers got in front, in between him, and tried to hold him back. He ain't swinging none of them.
He had one objective. Why I got to deal with them? I'm trying to get to LeBron.
You don't want no smoke, boy. Go sit yourself down somewhere.
Okay. All right. You mess around. Everybody ain't scared. I put it that way. Some people, everybody's not scared. You mess around, you playing fake scared you want to. And you're like, well, hey, I thought he was scared. You be getting him off the floor. I mean, don't assume everybody think alike.
Well, that's some of my thing. How are you thinking? If you think it at all.
Well, I just think that, I think the suspensions were the 2-1 was ridiculous. But anyway, what we got?
It should have been the other way.
Yeah.